to our service of thanksgiving and light in the season of Epiphany. Light is an important symbol during this season. We often sing about the light of Christ. We're a small group, so let's gather a little bit closer around the font because we will be having a thanksgiving for baptism this morning. I am your leader because Siri is home with Elo. He has a fever. So when all of the chaplains are out, then it falls to the musicians. So here we have it. If you will join me for the gathering litany. Radiant Creator, strong, wise One, shine in our minds, enlighten our understanding of you and your ways, so we may do what is true and live in your light. Restore us, O Most High God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Breath of life, refiner's fire, shine in our eyes. Illumine what is in need of correction and cleansing. Spark in us your compassion and rain.
Restore us, O Most High God of hosts. Let your face shine, and we may be saved.
Jesus, Messiah, light of the world, shine in our faces, make them like yours, lighthouses to reflect your love, consistent beacons of hope to guide the world to you. Restore us, O Most High God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved.
We'll sing this gathering song, and I'm hopeful that we'll sing it as a round. So first, let's sing it together. I'll lead it one time through, and then we'll all give it a whirl together. And then we'll sort ourselves into sections for the round. Sounds like this.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you
together.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you.
Again.
I'm going to ask you to do a brief response. So it's a matter of rhythm. It's not in your paper, so it's a matter of listening. So when I indicate We praise you, O God, for water, you will repeat. We praise you, O God, for water, and so forth. Praise and thanksgiving be to you, O God of plenteous grace, for the waters you provide for the earth, for the snow and dew, for the oceans and wells, for the rain that nourishes plants and trees, for the streams that enliven the animals, great and small, for the Minnesota, Mississippi, and Blue Earth rivers. We praise you, O God, for water. We praise you, O God, for water. Blessing and glory be to you, O God, of abundant mercy, for your word that flows with life-giving waters, for the story of the fountain that gushed from the rock, from the memory of the Jordan that immersed your Son in our sorrows, for the living rivers that flow from the cross, for the reconciling waters of baptism around which we gather. We bless you, O God, for water and word. We bless you, O God, for water and word. At this font, we pray, pour upon us yet again the spirit of our baptism. Our roots are dry, shower us with divine blessing. Our fruits need moisture, renew us for vibrant growth. Wash away the sin within us and drown the evil around us. We beg you, O God, for water and spirit. We beg you, O God, for water and spirit. And now I invite you, if you wish, to come to the font, and you can dip your finger in the water and trace sign of the cross on your head. You could even say, I am baptized, if that is something you'd like to do. Please. You, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are the water we crave. You, O God, are rain and river and fountain. Life for us all, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Now we continue with our processional hymn. Since I'm here and not at the piano, let's see if we can do this a cappella. I know Henry knows the melody, some of us know the melody, but I need the words. So I will be your fearless leader, actually. Our procession will be our leader, but your song leader. It starts like this. Join in when you are able. Longing for light, we wait for darkness. Longing for truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your holy people. Light for the Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your glory. Shine the light of your justice always in our hearts and over all lands, and accept our lives as the treasure we offer in your praise. This is our prayer. Amen. And please be seated. What I'd like you to do now is find a red ELW hymnal. And please open to Psalm 29. The Psalms are about a third of the way through the hymnal, numbered in red. And Psalm 29. I would like to just read this responsively, so I'll read the odd verses and you can respond with the even verses. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due God's name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a wild, wild ox. The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory. The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forevermore. O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace.
Our reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 and 21 and 22. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased. Holy Wisdom, Holy Word.
Continue with our prayer and send in dialogue. Blessed are you, Prince of Peace. You rule the earth with truth and justice. Send your gift of peace to all nations of the world. Blessed are you, Son of Mary. You share our humanity. Have mercy on the sick, the dying, and all who suffer this day. Blessed are you, Son of God. You dwell among us as the Word made flesh. Reveal yourself to us in word and sacrament, that we may bear your light to all the world. Amen. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. We have beheld Christ's glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. Amen. Before we continue with our sending hymn, just an invitation and a reminder to enjoy one of our muffins and some drinks, juice and so forth afterwards. And do remember that we do gather for daily Sabbath every day during the week. Tomorrow is contemplative practice, so we look forward to inviting you back. So let's sing stanzas 3 through 5 of Christ Be Our Light.